Well, hello, hello, and welcome to Impactfully Jessica. I'm your host, Jessica Thompson, and you are tuned in to Anchor FM. We talk all things leadership and enhance your elite mindset here at Impactfully Jessica. I'm so glad that you are hanging with us. If you are new, welcome, welcome. Be sure to call in and let me know that you are hanging out with your girl today. And tell me a little bit about yourself. Are you in leadership, aspiring to be? Are you an entrepreneur? Are you leading teams? Tell me more about you. So let's get into today. In today's segment, we are going to be talking about your relationship with your team. That's right. Are you one of those leaders who has some of those favorites on the team? You know, the ones that you kind of give a little bit of extra attention to just because you like them more. Let's be honest, right? Then you have the others who are always late. You know, they always have some sort of, quote, issue. And you find yourself even getting a little chatty Cathy about them, right? Like, have you ever been in a conversation with one of your employees where you were talking negatively? You found yourself, not intentionally, but just, you know, saying a little bit too much about or inquiring too much about another one of their fellow teammates. How does that affect your team, right? If you give out all the secrets, all the, hey, I'm not supposed to tell you this, but just wanted to give you the heads up. How does that affect your entire team dynamic, right? So what's your relationship like with your team? We're going to get into it today, and make sure you're also with us on Friday as we talk about goal setting. So as we get moving through today, go ahead and pose your questions. Call in, chime in. Let me know where you're hanging out with me from today. And let's jump into this whole conversation about how you show up with your team. Let's get rocking. As we get rocking today, let's go out to the lines. Well, hello, caller. You are on air with Impactfully Jessica.
Hey, Miss Impactfully Jessica. This is Joe, and I'm really impressed with your perspective. You seem to have a good grasp over, like, the general patterns, the dynamics of team and leadership. You're not just identifying isolated incidents. That gives you a lot of credibility in my eyes, and that's fantastic. I'm going to come back for more. You know, a little bit about me. My family does family business. I worked with them for several years, and you know, at one point we have over a couple hundred employees. And then later on, I was a corporate trainer for a bank in Houston and a program supervisor. You know, I managed up to 400 people at one point through a project, and now I'm part of a startup. And so, you know, it's a big difference trying to get buy-in from employees who don't really care about the job. That's a different way to work. Versus, as you say, which applies to me now, getting team members to step with you versus for you. I think it's an excellent point. Thanks.
Well, hello, Joe, and thank you so much for calling in and weighing in on the show. I truly appreciate that you are listening and actively listening, so that way you can make an informed decision on how you like or dislike the content. So I truly value your opinion. I love what you're doing on your station as well. And thank you for sharing your background. I love getting to know people because it's a lot of the times where we've been is what's now brought us to these points. Like you said, you've been in leadership and in training and development for many years and led large size teams, right? I think you mentioned 400 at one point. And now, because of those experiences, you're like, you know what? It makes sense that I would have a startup and be able to share my inside experience, value, and you have the credibility to do so. I believe that before we jump on air, before we jump on Facebook Lives, and before we start to try to train someone else on anything, whatever industry you're in, that it's important that you have done the work in the weeds yourself in order to give accurate insight to someone else, right? And just because something worked for you doesn't mean it's going to work for another. So thank you for being here. I truly appreciate you stopping in and weighing in on the show. And I look forward to also hearing more from you on your station. Let's keep it rocking.
Good morning, Jessica. It's Chapeau Claudette from London. First of all, I'd like to thank you for favoring my station. And second of all, I'd like to thank you for the information about numbers, something that I haven't heard of. Actually, I feel that I don't really know a lot what's going on as far as increasing numbers or being heard on Anchor. I'm here just sharing a knowledge that I have accumulated from over 35 years and that I'm very passionate about. It's about where the moon is mostly every day, astronomically, not astrology-wise. And my quest is to invite people to be more consciously aware of the energies in the universe. So if you have any suggestions for me, I would be sincerely appreciative. Thanks.
Well, hello, Miss Chapeau Claudette from London. I appreciate you calling in to the Impactfully Jessica show. And you were asking about numbers. I believe you mentioned that that's just an area that you really hadn't thought about too much. And I get it. You know, everyone is broadcasting or sharing wherever they are for different reasons. And some of them, it's more of a hobby or just a passion versus a business-oriented reason or purpose. And that is okay. You do you and what really works for you. If you're wanting to just spread the message and educate the public on your interest area, then great. That's awesome. While you're doing that, it's good. It's healthy for you to have that feedback. And I believe that the information that you are referencing is the Daily Digest. And so it comes to your email inbox, or it should be coming there every morning. I know mine comes around 6 a.m. In my time zone, and it just gives you some insight, right? You do with that information what you choose, right? You may say, oh, you know, that's not something I find important, or it's just good to know, right? It's good to know who is listening, not just for the numbers, not just for, okay, there's this many people applauding and there's this many people listening and there's this many people that were actively engaged. It's not just the number, it's the who, right? Who is your audience, right? I wonder, Ms. Claudette, if you had the opportunity to know who was out there listening. Would you take that opportunity, right? Why? Well, then you can know who to call in, right? You can call into their station and thank them for listening. You can learn more about them and perhaps tailor some of your topics to things that can help support them as a loyal listener of yours. So there's many reasons, aside from just the number itself, to know the data, because the data, which is the numbers or perhaps the information, it has meaning. And tomorrow, we're actually going to be talking about goal setting. And while we are going to be more numerically focused, there's also what those numbers mean. Those numbers represent customers. Those numbers represent people. Those numbers, in your case, represent listeners or an audience that you're trying to build, right? I'm sure that if you're on here, if you're on Anchor on this platform, that you're trying to reach someone, right? So whenever we say we're just spreading our messages and just spreading the content, it's because you're wanting it to reach a certain ear. And so I encourage you to look over your daily digest and let me know what you are seeing. What is your understanding of what that information is telling you? Who is listening? Who can you spread and share your value to in such a way that it captivates them and ignites them further? Thank you so much for calling in, and I hope that this information was helpful to you. Are you a lover of all things leadership? Do you find words like success teams, goal planning, thinking as an elite, mindset, promotions, value-driven cultures? Do you find that those sorts of topics just light you up? Well, if so, then I would love to hear more from you. Call in and let me know if you want to be a guest on the Impactfully Jessica show. So we are back. OMG, it has been a day. I told you all before that, like, I have, like, things to do. Like, I can't only just be on here. And I thank you all so much for your grace and understanding. And thank you for hanging out with me here at Impactfully Jessica. And today, the focus of the conversation is all about, when is friendly a little bit too friendly as a leader? So in our opener today, we were chatting just a little bit about, you know, when you start to build relationships. I mean, that's one of the things that we are supposed to do, right? As leaders, is build cultivating relationships with our team. And because of that, and over time, you start to get to know people's personalities, what really makes them tick, right? If you've got your ear to the ground, as you should, for the people who are on your team. While having that relationship, you want to have those moments where you're just being real, right? Putting some comedy in there at times. It's great that team for a healthy team dynamic to also have some fun in there, right? If you are leading a team where it's more sales oriented, you may be familiar with running contests and doing things like that. And it's all healthy. And then at the same time, while those are all great things, we also have to walk that fine line and ensure that we don't cross over, because when we do, it's very hard to come back. So what would happen, leader, if you have someone that comes up to you and wants to share a little bit too much, right? Maybe he or she is going through some things with their spouse, and you know, you can tell that it's weighing on them and they just want to talk to someone. Should you be that listening ear, and how far should you go into that conversation, right? It's one thing to be empathetic and to hear that individual out, and then it's another thing to start trying to give advice. I mean, you know, last time I checked, it's like, hey, I'm not a marital counselor, you know, and then what if you're wrong? Okay. You know, what if you only heard one side? What if, you know, what if this really comes back to bite you because it's like, oh, well, Jessica said, you know, that I just need to leave, you know, that I've got this, that I am Miss Independent. Whoa, slow your roll, right? That's not my lane as a business leader. and I need to stay in my lane. Here is an example scenario response. You know, Tracy, I am very sorry to hear what you're going through. I know that must be very challenging to still come in here and show up every single day while there's so much going on at home. And I gotta say, I am so proud of you for still showing up and keeping your head in what's happening here. I mean, if you hadn't come and, you know, just openly shared that, I may have never known. And so I want to let you know and commend you on your strength. You are strong. And even though this is a rough patch in your personal life, one thing that I have found is that when I have things going on at home, it's kind of nice to walk into a new space, even if it's just for the day, you know, even if it's just for the day, and point my focus in a different direction for that time period, right? And just go into a different zone. And Tracy, one thing that I know about you here is that you are a leader on this team, you know? And here's what I want to do. I know you've got a lot going on, and sometimes that can really, you know, weigh on your mind, just as you're mentioning. And thank you, you know, for being so open with me. Now, so what I want to do, you know, we have Daryl on the team, and he actually was requesting to do some role playing later on this afternoon, and I was going to do that, but you know what? Instead of me doing that this afternoon, at 2:15, I want you to take 20 minutes with Daryl and run through those role plays with him. It's really the getting over the customer objection. He really feels confident in the product knowledge area, but he's requested just some scenarios on some of the things that he's facing whenever he's working with a potential customer. So I want you to take this time, right? I trust you as a leader, and I'm going to go ahead and have you work with him for those 20 minutes. And so, you know, right now that gives you several hours to kind of get some things done, and then, you know, break away and do some fun training with him, and then let me know how it goes, all right? Okay, awesome. So we'll go get him. I know that you are going to get through this, and let's have a good day today, okay? All right, hun. All right, great. Okay, and even with the hun, right? Like, I'm just talking casual here, but you want to watch those trigger words, right? Dear and hun and, you know, hey girl and, you know, hey bro, all of that. Because as a leader, then when it comes to the tough conversations, right? Which, you know, this show is newer. So, you know, as we get into the tougher conversations, it's harder to revert back, right? Because you've just been so like, hey, about everything, right? And you do want your employees to come to you. And in that scenario, I empathetically gave you a way that you can empathetically acknowledge what she's facing, right? And don't, you know, ever say, you know, I know exactly how you feel. Because you don't know exactly how she feels. Now, maybe perhaps you've gone through something very similar. It almost may even feel like it mirrors a situation. But stand strong, leader. This is not the time to go into all that dialogue and suddenly make that moment about you, right? Because it's not. This is her, what she is facing in the moment. And you're going to be there for her by showing her a way out for this moment, right? You can't control everything that's going on at home, but you can help ensure that she has a great day today in this space where you all are. So let me know what your thoughts are on that, your questions, and maybe anything that you have faced where you felt like there was a little bit of a borderline, where maybe it was a hangout thing, you know, like I've had employees who want me to come to an event that they were having, like, you know, if they play the piano, things like that. I mean, I could just think of specifics, right? I've been invited to my kids to attend their kids' birthday parties, right? And so, okay, if I were to go to that, it's going to completely change the dynamic, right? When I'm there as a whole different person. At that point, I'm just Jessica, right? So what does that look like then when I'm trying to revert back and we're in the workspace? So we want to be very careful. I personally have a master's in human resource management, but that doesn't mean that I know everything, right? It's important for me as a leader to follow the rules of my organization. Every company runs differently. That's what your human resource management department is there for. So rely on them. Call them and be open and honest. Say, hey, this is what I've been asked to attend. And I, you know, I'm uncertain about it. 9 times out of 10, if you're uncertain, then you probably already have your answer, right? Like, don't go and let the person know. You know, don't say, oh, you know, my kids are sick. Oh, you know, we're a little busy this weekend. Because if you do that later, the person's going to continue asking and others will do the same. So be honest about the boundary. All right. So I hope this information is valuable and helpful for you. Call in, chime in, post in the comments, and let me know. It is time for the Impact Shout Out. And today's Impact Shout Out goes to Miss Eloisa Valdez. Eloisa has been an actively engaged, loyal listener. I see you and I appreciate you tuning in and listening in to the content. And Eloisa says that she doesn't know what she's doing like 99% of the time. However, she is totally joking with you all. She is all over it and I see her rocking it out on Anchor. So check her out and thank you so much, Eloisa, for being here at Impactfully Jessica. You've been listening to Impactfully Jessica on Anchor FM. Keep the impact in your ear on Apple Podcasts and Google Play Music. Let's make impact.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.